USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Delta has begun battering the Louisiana coast as the outer bands of the storm have been dropping up to 2 to 3 inches of rain across the state. Tropical storm force winds have already knocked out power to thousands in Texas and Louisiana. The eye of the now Category 2 hurricane will make landfall shortly. Forecasters warn that dangerous storm surges are still on their way for areas along the coast. The storm is expected to impact the area until at least midnight tonight. Stocks rebounded on Friday to post their best weekly gain since August. The Dow Jones closed up 161 points to add more than a half a percent. The S&P 500 rose just under a percent, and the Nasdaq gained 1.4%. Investors remain hopeful that another stimulus package could be on the way after President Trump extended a counteroffer to House Democrats for a $1.8 trillion stimulus bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin have resumed their negotiations with the new offer on the table. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
President Trump has signed off on a new offer for a coronavirus stimulus package. The offer sent to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi contains roughly $1.8 trillion in stimulus funds, up from an earlier offer of $1.6 trillion. That's still far away from the $2.2 trillion in a bill the House passed last week. Speaking to reporters, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow said he didn't want to speculate on the exact details, but believe that the president may get more of what he wants in the final package.
I would reckon that some of our key asks, namely small business PPP extension, we need some backup on the unemployment assistance, but I think the president approved it. I'm going to guess because it will include the economic assistance direct mail checks.
President Trump will hold an in-person event Saturday at the White House. It will be his first in-person event since announcing he'd contracted the coronavirus last week. The event will focus on law and order and will be held on the South Lawn of the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Wisconsin is the scene of more protest after prosecutors declined to charge a police officer in the shooting death of a black teen. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The mother and sister of an armed teenager shot and killed by police in Wisconsin was among 11 people arrested for taking to the streets after a curfew was in effect in a Milwaukee, Wisconsin suburb. The Wisconsin National Guard called up as protests turned to riots and looting of gas stations and grocery stores in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. This began because prosecutors didn't file charges against the African-American officer who shot and killed a 17-year-old in February. 17-year-old Alvin Cole had a gun illegally, was running from officers outside a mall, fired the gun at the African-American officer. The officer then returned fire and killed Cole.
Microsoft is the latest tech company to offer its employees more opportunities to regularly work from home. The company told employees this week they'd be able to work remotely less than 50% of the time, even after it's safe to return to the office. Employees can also request managerial approval to work remotely full-time. Microsoft had told its U.S.-based employees to expect to be working remotely until at least January 2021. And the last living grandson of President John Tyler has died. Lion Gardner Tyler Jr. passed away on September 26th at the age of 95. His grandfather, John Tyler, was the 10th president, leaving office in 1845 and passing away in 1862. Lion Tyler passed away from complications due to Alzheimer's, according to his daughter. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.